Francine Prose's last novel, Blue Angel, was a finalist for the National Book Award. Her last book, her only work of nonfiction, called The Lives of the Muses, was a bestseller. Prose has just published a new novel called A Changed Man that lampoons liberal do-gooders, but also comically considers some more difficult subjects, such as the human limits of spiritual and political transformation. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Remember when, in Woody Allen's Hannah and Her Sisters, the Max von Sydow character, playing the embodiment of an old European intellectual, mutters bitterly about his brief exposure to the dreck of the television marketplace during the holiday season? Nazis, deodorant salesmen, if Christ were alive today to see what was being said in his name, he would throw up. Francine Prose's A Changed Man is von Sydow's postmodernist nightmare played for laughs. Everything and everybody is up for sale here, and they're all in on the joke. The changed man referred to in Prose's title is Vincent Nolan, and he's a 32-year-old people pleaser, a guy who joined the Aryan resistance movement more out of a desire to gratify his hardcore white supremacist cousin than out of any ideological conviction. When it comes to hate speak, Vincent doesn't say anything much worse than you'd hear on a Fox TV talk show. As ex-skinheads go, he's pretty cuddly. Like the swastika sporting Prince Harry, Vincent's neo-Nazism appears to be only skin deep. That's why Prose can have such fun with Vincent's public transformation into a poster boy for peace, love, and understanding. A Changed Man isn't a sober novel of ideas. Prose signals as much from the first pages of the book when we learn that Vincent's awakening to the error of his mildly racist ways was kindled by a potent dose of ecstasy. Rather, A Changed Man is a social satire in which Prose brilliantly skewers contemporary commodity culture, where everything, from personal conversion experiences to the trials of adoptive parenthood to the horrors of the Holocaust, is a story waiting to be sold. That's the one thing Vincent, a born loser, has going for him. He knows how to give the people what they want. At the outset of A Changed Man, Vincent walks into the New York headquarters of the World Brotherhood Watch Foundation, a human rights organization run by Armani suit-wearing humanitarian Meyer Maslow, a Holocaust survivor who's a public figure on the order of Elie Wiesel. Vincent has been boning up on Meyer's books, or at least their book jackets. And when he wangles his way into the great man's office, he delivers this well-rehearsed tongue twister of a speech calculated to win himself a job at the foundation. I want to help you guys save guys like me from becoming guys like me. Bingo. Meyer's staff sees in Vincent a product who can be marketed to boost both the disappointing sales of Meyer's latest book as well as the sluggish interest in the foundation's annual Big Bucks fundraising event. Although part of the naughty pleasure of Prose's novel is that none of these humanitarians quite utter their mercenary motives out loud. Lest he decide to turn tail and run, Vincent is housed with nervous Bonnie Kalin, the foundation's chief fundraiser, a 40-ish divorced mom of two teenaged boys, one of whom has gotten in trouble in school for writing a paper supposedly attributing Hitler's Hitlerness to his closet homosexuality. Bonnie is the lightly flawed moral center of the novel. Here's how Vincent astutely describes Bonnie in his first meeting with her. Bonnie's eyes, two magnified blue jellyfish swimming toward him from behind her glasses, look slightly psycho. Another female nutcase. One of those women always trying to be a good person. Except they're clueless as to what good is, so they're always checking in with a dozen inner opinions on what they should do and say. Prose's wit here is inexhaustible. Every character gets to utter or think wickedly on-target insights like that one. Because of this equal opportunity approach to comic social commentary, Prose's novel never comes off as preachy. And because her characters are developed well beyond caricatures, the story emotionally engages a reader well beyond the constraints of mere farce. One of the more serious issues the novel, like any novel that references cosmic evils like the Holocaust, implicitly raises, is the existence of God. If there is a God presiding over Prose's fictional universe, he or she is laughing too hard to throw up.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed A Changed Man by Francine Prose.